Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a full show lined up for you today with two interviews. The first interview is with Trauma Lanes from Milton, Ontario. Punk rockers, they combine punk and rock in a raucous musical experiment. The second interview is with the French band Institute. Listen in for an interview with them later in the show. 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Heard you're waiting on a miracle. I'm done looking for answers. They're all lost too. They were certain that the sky was blue. Now I'm hearing that it's just an illusion. Well, stop the confusion. No, no, no. Called it love while we were breaking in two. So tell me now, what did it mean to you? Was love just an illusion too? Oh. Heard you're waiting on a miracle. I hope it comes. I hope it comes soon. There's more to life than this. At least that's what they're saying. Since I'm waiting on a miracle, I can buy into that claim to hope it never dies. So I put mine to good use, waiting on a miracle, just like you, just like you, just like you. Spins you round and round, and this life spins you round and down. This life spins you round and round, and this life spins you round and down. Oh no, this life spins you round.
Get your miracle, yeah.
By Milton Ontario's Trauma Lanes sounds like a burning Cadillac Eldorado ripping down a wintry Canadian highway, blending the sassy emotions of post-hardcore and the chaotic distortion of punk. King of Thieves explodes right out of the gate. With us today we have Brendan, Gayton, and Darren of Trauma Lanes. Hi everyone, and welcome to the show.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
So first, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in Trauma Lanes. Let's start with Gayton.
My name's Gayton Corkett. I'm the main guitarist of Trauma Lanes. This basically all started from just like a little project. like a school project, basically. Like, you can have, like, Brendan will have, like, more about that.
Yeah.
So when were you in school? What was the level of education?
So I was in college, and one of my professors was, we had a project where we got to pick whatever we wanted to do. It would be like a short film or a music video. So I decided I wanted to do a music video, and at the time, like, really talking to any bands. So I decided to, like, talk to Gayden, and we wrote the first Trauma Lane song, and then we shot a music video for it, and we just kind of kept going from there with it, and now it is what it is now.
How many years ago did that happen, Darren? You've got the same story?
No, I actually, so I'm the bassist of the band. I came into the band just one night, Brendan called me, and he was like, hey, we're looking for a bassist, and yeah, that's kind of my introduction to the group, and that's when I met Gayton. Brendan and I have been playing in bands for quite a while, so yeah.
I was like, yeah, we've been in like bands like for like 5 years, like prior to that, I think, Trauma Lanes.
I think this all took place about two years ago now, I think. 2018, yeah. Correct?
Yeah, like it's like officially made like 2018. Like started like the just doing the project was like let back in 2017, I think it was.
Yeah,
and then yeah, and same thing, like me and Brendan had a bit of history going back to like doing No Gravity for Gods, like that was back like 5-6 years ago as well, and just decided it's like, you know what, you know, I'm like, let's just keep messing around with this and see how far we can take it. And I'm just glad as how far it's gotten, like just from like just a small dinky thing basically to just being able to, up until recently with COVID, just being able to play show after show after show after show.
So Brendan, tell us about your band's latest album release.
Latest album release, like the one that we have coming up right now?
King of Thieves.
Oh, King of Thieves, like the single.
Yeah, sure, the single and the album itself.
Well, it's, I'd say lyrically, like the album is a pretty like personal one, like to me anyways. It's really about like struggling through things and like coming out on top and like kind of changing your lifestyle to be more positive. I mean, I feel like that's like a lot of our stuff, but I think we did an even better job of portraying that as a group with this album.
What's the name of the album?
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. What does Nosferatu mean?
Nosferatu, like, you know, like the vampire, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the one with the long nose just coming at you like this all the time.
We had a, like me and Gayden had this like term for like certain people who do certain things with their lives, or like even like just kind of like a former reflection of ourselves. Like we kind of like called ourselves like Nosferatu for like the living dead, like only out at night doing stuff.
Yeah.
So you're releasing a single in January and another in February and so on. And January's single is The King of Thieves. So tell us the story behind this song.
The story of that song? That song is more like a reflection of myself and like how I was living at times and kind of not thinking about like other people and how my actions were kind of like affecting them. And like just by being self-destructive, like that puts a lot of worry on people. And I think like obviously I'm not saying don't go out and party, but like, you know, like have your stuff together just a little bit so that like you're not really putting that on to other people and it's like they're not worrying about you day to day kind of thing.
Be responsible and be mindful of your own actions.
Yeah, like obviously like party and stuff, like I mean don't ever do that, but if I, like just be mindful of it kind of thing.
May we hear some of your music?
Of course.
100%.
Okay, this is King of Thieves on the Wednesday Morning After. So sick, so sick, so love sick. So sick, so sick. Tell us about February's single.
It's the Brunch with Grimlock.
No, it's
Tinnitus.
20? Yeah. Not a whole lot to say about that. Honestly, when it comes, I'm more of like, when it comes to like relating, when it comes to that, it's tough for me because it comes to a feeling when I'm creating the guitar. Lyrically, all the meaning comes from Brendan, but I was just more trying to drive to, like, it's more of an aggressive time when we were creating that, feeling a little stagnant as well. I don't know. It's hard to describe like the single feeling when it comes to like what triggers create, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like
creating the song kind of thing. Like, I don't know. I would say like Tinnitus, we were all in that stagnant place, and it was like, and that was the outcome of it. And it was like our surroundings and just the people that we were interacting with. Like, there were some people that like weren't that great, and Tinnitus was kind of the product of that. I would say, anyways, for me personally.
Yeah. Just a lot of trust issues were coming out of that. We weren't like, I didn't know really where my place was in life as well as like where we were going when it came to, our specific scene as well. On top of that, I don't know. It's just, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Just a lot of just untrustworthy kind of feelings that were going into it. And that's where the aggression came out for that single in the first place.
So how are you planning to celebrate your new album?
Virtually.
The only way we can right now, I guess. We're going to try to work on a virtual release and try to have a virtual show going. But honestly, we're trying to bank to be able to play in front of everyone again. That's I feel like we're more of a live personal band than we are anything else. And just recording it, I don't want to say dishonest. It just doesn't do anyone justice. You know, like you're not in person. You just don't get the same feeling.
Yeah. But like, I mean, regardless, if we aren't able to do that, then we will totally have something virtually like set up so that everybody can like kind of at least come together and get that sense of like,
We're back at a show again.
Cards just to get the effects up and running. We're going to have a green screen. We're going to have holographics as well on top of that. Like anything.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can find it on all streaming platforms globally, from Spotify to Deezer to Tidal to even these like third-party platforms that are strictly only towards like Russia or China and stuff like that. It's basically anywhere and everywhere you can get it.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You have been listening to Trauma Lane speaking about their music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
1,000 lies, they told me, like I could search the sun. Kept coming back, 'cause you stole me from the person I thought I was. You covered off the evidence, my dear, but you left a trail, and now your mystery is clear to see. I thought it was me, now you're out of reach. On your words,
yeah.
With songs influenced by the disinhibited atmosphere of the 2010s and always in a style that repels consensus, Institute excels at fashioning unique realities. Alienation of the individual, reinvented loves, distant pleasures, home delivery, modern work methods, advanced surveillance technology, it's all there. With us today, we have the members of Institute. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Hello, Shada.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in the band Institute.
Maybe I can begin. So my name is Arnaud Dumatin, and I am the founder of Institute. The band was created in 2008, and I'm the composer, singer, guitarist, and bass player of the band.
Okay. And I am Emmanuel Mario. And I've met Arnaud maybe 10 years ago, and he asked me to work with him. So I record and make some arrangements and produce the sound of the album, mixing and everything like that.
And I'm Nina Savary. So I joined the band for the last album, which was called Specialiste Mondial du Retour d'Affection in 2016. And so Arnaud and Emmanuel invited me to join the band, and I participated in the last EPs and in this album, of course, L'effet waouh des zones côtières.
What's the name of your latest album, and what's the story behind the album?
So this is our third album. It is called L'effet waouh des zones côtières. In English, it's something like the wow effect of coastal areas. I began to write this album 3 years ago, and we began to record it 1 year and a half in the south of France. The pandemic context influenced some of these songs, and more generally, this album and like the two other albums talks about the modern world, about collective alienation, and about politics too.
You're releasing a brand new single. What's the name of this single, and what's the story behind this song?
So this song is called Un instant de plénitude. It is one of the 11 songs of this new album. And I wrote this song 1 year ago. It talks about Vladimir Putin, about a lot of things, about love. And I think with a lot of humor and a lot of irony.
May we hear some of your music?
Sure.
This is Un instant de plénitude on the Wednesday morning after.
Je suis prêt à une relation sexuelle non tarifée avec un agent immobilier de la première couronne. Je suis prêt à partir faire du ski de randonnée sur la piste vert glacé du ski resort de Dubaï. Je suis prêt à t'aimer, à me réinventer, à gagner sur WhatsApp. Thank you.
What are you planning musically for the next year?
Well, it's a bit hard to say. We have the release of the album, but we can't play on stage. So
that is difficult for everybody right now, isn't it, with the pandemic?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to plan right now, but maybe Arno wants to answer.
In fact, we have some projects, but in particular in cinema, because we normally will work with a Quebec filmmaker called Michel Laveau on his next film. We've worked with him for his last film, but it depends on future shooting conditions. We don't know yet for this moment. And we've begun to work on new songs for the next album. Usually each album takes something like four or 5 years to finish from the beginning to the publication of the album. So it's a long way.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yes, of course.
This is Je suis dans la data on CKUT.
Thank you.
your new release?
I think we are going to have a big party. We'll plan to have a party in maybe in my apartment with 200 or 300 people. We don't know.
And make a jam
next week.
No, we don't know. It will be a digital party, maybe.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
They can go on Spotify, on YouTube, but they can go on our website called institutifenbonjour.com. It's the new website of Institut. And we have a Bandcamp too. People can buy our albums and listen to albums too.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
Bye.
You've been listening to Institut speaking about their music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning for the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Thank you.
from miles apart. Look to the sky, I can feel your breath. You're so close to me, stuck in my head. The feelings we harbor were forged in steel. The space left between us shall disappear. The distance is no threat to us, my dear. You're so close to me, nothing to fear. When I look to the sky, I can feel you right by me. I feel the touch of your skin, the love within. I see the white of your smile, the bright.
Everybody saw more than their sight. They're what you wait in me, find in your eyes. So everybody, everybody fight.
They fight
just to feel right. Everybody lead and be safe.
The sun sets in the west, gives the east another day. And every piece of us is dead. The humankind unwillingness. We rage, we hurl, we spoil things. We're not born as evil beings. Phone it rings, or what's that sound? Everybody's lost and looking down. To order things on brightest screens. From double double burgers to diamond rings. But it's time to patch the whole. Ships no match for the open sea. Everybody jump in and sing the count with me.
2, 3. What if everybody saw with more than their sight? Then everybody see the glow of the bright side. Step outside, share a smile and celebrate, come on. Cause rain or shine, fire or ice, there's life today, yeah.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
What we see at a large scale is that Latino and people of color basically do the scut work that keep the state going, its economy going, but get very little of the resources, very little pay, very little health insurance, very little access to care. And this particular pandemic is now exposing these inequities.
As the number of Latinx patients dying daily from COVID-19 in Los Angeles has increased by 1,000% since November, we'll speak to UCLA professor Dr. David Hayes Bautista on the pandemic's devastating toll on communities of color and the major racial disparities in the nation's vaccination rollout. Then we go to Moscow, Russia, where another 200 protesters have been arrested today outside a court hearing for jailed Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
I want to say one more time, you won't succeed in frightening us. In fact, we are the majority. You won't manage to frighten dozens of millions of people who were robbed by those in power, despite the fact that those people who are now under arrest faced hardships.
Over the weekend, over 5,000 protesters were arrested across Russia. We'll go to Moscow to speak with Joshua Yaffa of The New Yorker magazine about the protests in Russia, as well as Russia's Sputnik V COVID vaccine. All that and more coming up.